This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, Marcus, I was warning if you want to squeeze in a few texts here, let's do that because we're about to peak for the week. Corey Rosen's in the house.
Woo-hoo! 509 says, I do have a thing for really tall men, but then I met my husband. He's 5'7", I'm 5'2". He's the love of my life, and we are freaking adorable together. Listen, if you're 5'2", you should never be complaining about anybody's height.
Yeah. I'm 5'8", and John is 5'7", and 7'8". He isn't. He's like 5'6", I think.
707
But I'm a big woman, so, you know.
Yeah, you are tall for a woman.
No, I mean, I like to dominate.
Oh, you're that kind of woman.
She was big as in life. She wasn't talking about
Yeah.
Hey.
I do like the dominant women, though. That's hot.
Well, you know,
That's
I know what I
hot.
Want. Making that happen.
Pretty hot.
Once a
Ooh.
Week.
Like the aggressive
yes.
women?
Yes. Yes. Give me another one. Yes. Ow. I'm like, ow, stop it. Ow.
925, we love Marcus, but he finds every way to work up Sarah.
I
it's
know.
Not good for
What's
your future,
problem,
Sarah.
What's problem, Marcus?
It's not good for my future. What's it going to do to my future?
Give you a heart attack.
No. Hell, it'll be a relief if Vinny comes back tomorrow. If not, more torture for Sarah. Are you willing to do 3 days in a row? I know it's tough. It's totally different from your normal schedule, which is stamp until 1 o'clock at work.
Yeah, right. For real. I'm in.
Thanks.
510 says, married mom of three boys, been together 10 years. And Sarah, we do it at least 5 days a week.
Wow.
Remember, you are your partner's sex life.
Yeah, I know. Once a week.
You're a rock star, lady. Yeah.
415 says, it ain't 5 times a week, but I admire Sarah's dedication to making sure John gets a regular reward. Proud of you, Sarah.
I'm proud of me, too. It's a lot of work. You know, someone's got to do it. It's an important job.
Is it a lot of work?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, 408 tends to disagree. Sarah, I'm 39 and only getting it 5 times a week would not be enough. At least 2 times a day.
Great. That's, you know, look good. Have it all you want. You know how many times I want it?
2 times a day, every day. That's a lot.
Oh, I'm glad you agree. I feel like that is, it's not just a lot, it's way too much. You're going to turn things into leather down there.
That's it for now.
I don't want to get worn out. I don't know how much time I got.
One more. Oh, sorry. Right. 510 says, Sarah, I started watching The Outsider, and it is fantastic. Can't wait for more. Jason Bateman is awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
it's time. Oh. Let's go.
Is
oh,
this
oh,
on?
Oh. You're on. I think the light doesn't work.
There's no light, yeah. Oh, there I go.
Woo, woo.
Oh.
Always. There it is. Thank you.
Look at you. Wow.
Yes.
Holy Moses.
How do you like that, Marcus Osborne?
I actually love that a lot.
And then the goes on for a long, delicious time. There's just extra mmming.
Listen, I've been around here for almost 20 years myself. I never had an intro that good.
Never
yeah,
that good.
Did. We
no.
had a stupid intro for you.
No.
Yeah,
stupid. That right there. That right there was amazing.
That's a 5-star intro. That's a 5-star.
Call any of my intros stupid?
No,
never,
not
never.
Stupid.
They weren't you.
They just weren't as good as that.
Yes.
That was amazing.
That's a solid intro. You know what it is? Because he had to change it up because Hooman left. Duh. So now he's got to like make it special for Corey.
It really fills it out. Yeah, it honors the Corey Rosenness.
It's long, too.
The rosiness of the Corey.
The rosiness.
It spells out your entire URL.
Yes. Well, Corey can be spelled in a variety of ways.
That is
you know?
True.
It could
that
be a K-O-R-I or a
You know what's
C-O-R-Y.
Easy to remember? My Instagram, SMF Marcus. SMF MARCUS.
Wait, hold on. Let me follow that and follow. There we go. I just
did go.
That in my.
You know,
air.
You're on camera. I mean, your air.
See, that's the
your
thing.
Air guitaring isn't working.
You know, the thing with the camera is that you lose a little bit of the magic of radio.
It's true.
That
you
I
well
could pretend. I mean,
say,
I could say I'm doing something.
Mr.
I could say
Bagel?
I'm completely naked. I'm sleeping naked right now.
You know what? That's actually a really good point in terms of what radio used to be. But now, I think. the live streaming stuff and people watching it online, I think that is radio now.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
has to be what radio
is. The problem is, it's like it's a new consumer,
Sarah.
Slow train wreck that is my face. Is day by day, I get smushed further against the wall.
Some fan out there is doing a time lapse of that. They're taking every one of the Looking Glass things.
You should find something else to do. Seriously, don't do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see the clips that we put up on the Alice973 Instagram. Yeah. Like there'll be a clip, and I'm just like, Jesus, someone put
you are
put
way
a
too
bag
hard on yourself, lady.
Head.
Lady, you look beautiful.
Oh,
you
that's
look beautiful.
Thank you.
I would have
that's
sex
what I was
with
fishing for.
59 times a year. 59 times a year.
Well, I'd only have sex with you 51 times a year. I'm taking a week off. I need a vacation week. Oh, my God.
I would give some bonus.
Corey, I don't even want to.
Let's get back to the movie review, kids.
If I may, guys, I would actually record you guys having sex 59 times a year.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why would you?
You know, the internet.
That is so sweet.
You know, I care, and I'm trying to get paid.
Thank you, Marcus Osborne.
I want to thank both of you for just making me feel so comfortable in my own room here. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I am so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, I am here
to review
some movies. Before we do that, you know, the Oscar nominations came out this week.
Yes, they did. Now, how do you feel about them?
I feel great.
Do you?
I was really happy with the Oscar nominations, and I just wanted to ask the people in this room, anybody have a favorite movie of the year, whether it was an Oscar nomination or not? Anything you think back, because it's hard to think back of like all the movies that
Queen
I saw.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim.
Was that
your number one. There we go.
Actually, you know who else loved that? Is Hooman loved it.
It is actually now one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah. Any nominations for Queen and Slim?
I don't believe there were.
No?
No.
Maybe like an Indie Spirit Award or something.
It would be very easy for me to go, well, you know, it's a black film, so they snubbed us. But this is actually one of those years where I'm going, you know what? The movies, the stuff that was nominated this year, most of it deserved to be nominated. Okay. Irishman, no, but other stuff,
speaking of race, how did, because remember there was the whole like Oscar is so white thing.
Yeah, I heard that.
How did we do this
that?
Year?
No,
any,
I heard it's
not much better.
Not
much
good.
Better.
Not much better.
Not much
better. But like I said, this is actually a year where just looking at the nominations, it would have been real. I mean, it's
that
who do you take
great.
Out?
Yeah, I know.
Who do you drop?
And there was like, a lot of great.
Irishman, I would drop.
Irishman.
Yeah. Irishman got a lot.
Did anyone love that? I have never heard one person who said they could sit and watch the whole thing.
Joe Pesci loved it. He loved it. He came out of retirement for it.
I liked it. I did not love it. I thought Robert De Niro being de-aged was one thing.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro with blue eyes is friggin', he looked like a demon. It was not good.
A white
not
walker.
A good look. I mean, he's supposed to be an Irishman.
Like, to me, he's the most Italian dude on earth, and they just stick blue eyes on him, and now I'm supposed to buy that he's an Irish guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with Pacino, though. Same thing.
Like, who did well this year? Women. In the Oscars.
Absolutely.
So, huge uptick.
No female directors.
So Greta Gerwig did not get a nod for that, but overall, in terms of overall nominations, big year, and it's great to see it. It's these things take time, I think, you know, gradually turning the voters around to understanding.
Well,
you know?
Also, don't you think that one of the smart things that the Academy did was to open up its membership
big time
to allow younger people in and more diverse people, because before it was like, and I'm not making this up, am I? It's a bunch of 65-year-old white dudes.
It's a lot of older executive people who have been in a long time, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. They opened up to different people. Anyway, we're running out of time, so
we haven't even got to one movie yet.
We haven't, but ladies and gentlemen of the Aliceverse, let's do some movie reviewing. So there's two big releases that come out this week. First, we're going to talk about a movie called Doolittle, which, surprise, surprise, is the Dr. Doolittle story again, which I got to admit, I didn't know. I know that it's a guy who talks to animals. Does anybody know a Dr. Doolittle story?
Like, what's
the story?
Is he a real dude?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I remember the original with Rex Harrison.
What's the story of Dr. Doolittle? Any idea?
I think
He's
a vet.
Yeah, and wasn't he trying to save animals or something? Was
he
trying to
move
them to an island?
Psychically, he can talk to animals. Yeah.
But what is the story?
But wasn't he trying to move them to an island or something?
They tell him that they hate people, so he starts murdering people.
It's a murder story.
Yes.
No, I don't know. I've never seen it. But the new Dr. Doolittle movie, directed by Stephen, I want to say Gagan is how you pronounce his name, or Gone. Very surprising director, by the way. He directed movies like Traffic and Syriana, and now Doolittle.
Interesting.
How does that happen? Who knows?
Well, Robert Downey is the star, so that's a big movie.
Downey is the star.
Yeah.
And the plot of this movie is basically that Dr. Doolittle, who's played by Downey as a reclusive, basically veterinarian, but
he can never be a friendly guy. That's just not who he is in movies.
That's his way. And he of course has this relationship with animals that he can talk to. The animals do not speak English. The animals speak animalese, but the idea is that we hear through his brain. So like when he's quack, 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 and then the duck talks back in English, it's what he is hearing. And it's a family comedy. It's about this reclusive doctor, veterinarian, who gets a call from the Queen. And the
Queen of England?
The Queen of England needs the doctor. It's a British thing.
And it's the doctor, corgi is having...
The doctor is needed.
I can tell that there's something wrong. I just don't know what it is, and I can't talk to this animal. Quack, I understand
quack,
you can.
Quack, 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 quack.
No. Is that what she sounds like?
No, that's what the duck. I was being a duck.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, Mr. Doolittle, you should head over to England to help the Queen out.
Well, Your Majesty, I will talk to my ostrich and see what my ostrich has to say. Well, I am Camille, and I will talk... Oh, that was a terrible Camille on the Johnny. That was offensive. I apologize.
Oh, my God.
Wait till I get to Bad Boys. I'm kidding.
I bet Marcus can't.
I'm kidding.
I am ready for that one.
Anyhow, in a nutshell, I think it's a lovely, sweet family comedy. It's nothing special, but if you need a nice night out, the jokes are funny. The voice casting is really delightful.
So
anybody
good?
CG animation, but it's a kids movie. It's a family film. It's sort of in this middle of January pocket.
The doldrums.
If you need something to do on a rainy night, go see Doolittle. Three bagels. What?
Regular schmear.
Yeah, just three a regular. Bagels, we're going to call it regular. They're not even very well toasted.
Are there any famous voices?
There are many famous voices. We got Camille from, of course, Silicon Valley, and Stuber, one of my favorite movies. We have got the guy from Spider-Man. What's his name?
Tom Holland.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is one of them. So it's a lot. It's loaded with sort of voice.
You can't always pick someone's voice out though. You know,
can't
like
always
it's
tell.
Always fun at the end to see who played what.
Yep.
Character.
That's true.
One of the few things that I have not been able to do is get a voiceover job for an animated film.
That's because Pixar ruined. Hooman ruined everything with us.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, well, I guess we're never working with anyone in any way affiliated with them again.
Dear Pixar, yeah. It wasn't me.
Dear Pixar, it also wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
We want to come back. We want to come back.
It was all about Hooman. Okay. All right.
So
that was the Doolittle film. So now let's review a movie called Bad Boys for Life.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. This is like the third one.
Is
right?
The third in 25 years.
All right.
This movie series is as old as Post Malone. Yes.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. So the first movie came out when Martin Lawrence was the big star of Martin Lawrence. And Will Smith was kind of the sidekick.
Yeah. Well, he was the Fresh Prince.
He was coming off of Independence Day, too.
Yes, yes.
So he was actually
on his way. I think this was just pre-Independence Day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it was in that time. And Big Splash was a Michael Bay movie from the 90s. And then, you know, someone said, let's wait 13 years or so to make Bad Boys 2.
That's right.
Which
I guess the machine wasn't in place at the time, because any successful movie now has a sequel within 6 months.
It's just built in that way, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as the numbers are good, you start making it again. But in this case, it took them a while.
All right.
And they like just doubled down in every way. Any Bad Boys fans in the room?
Yeah, baby. Well,
I love
Bad
Boys.
Yeah,
I remember
tell me, Brandon.
It, I
guess. What's your Bad Boys favorite Bad Boys moment? Anything that come to mind?
Them speeding in the car and Martin Lawrence freaking out over Will Smith's driving.
Oh, great! Well, good news. Yeah. We have some of that.
Nice.
All right.
Any other favorite Bad Boys-isms?
You know what? Yeah. I
showing up on the tarmac.
But this is
right.
Michael Bay kind of made his name with Bad Boy, the first Bad Boy movie. Also, if I remember correctly, wasn't it Taya Leone's first role?
Taya Leone?
I don't know if it was her first role, but it was kind of her biggest role. I remember her in a great movie.
She was hot in that movie.
Ben Stiller, that I think was her first role,
beautiful.
Called something like Something with Strangers. It was where Ben Stiller plays an orphan trying to find his parents, and Taya Leone plays the person trying to help him reconnect with his parents.
Whoa,
do you remember that film?
No.
Great comedy from the 90s. That was my first Taya Leone thing. Anyway, how about this? Things blowing up. You like that in a Bad Boys movie?
Check. Yes, sir.
Jokes about Martin Lawrence's big ears.
Yep.
Oh.
Check.
Gotta have those.
Any favorite characters from the series? They're all back.
Oh.
It is all the Bad Boys that you like, and they're all in.
Are they aging well?
they're aging great. It's maybe they did a little Gemini Man.
Oh, take them back. Yeah. A little CG.
Yeah, no, I don't
smooth
think there's any. There's
out.
No Irishman
no.
CG
oh, good,
in this.
Thank God.
But I would just say, like, so this weekend, I'm going to admit something. I had never seen a Bad Boys movie until this past weekend.
Oh,
well,
snap.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
So
I've
you went
been
back
deprived.
And watched the other two.
So my 13-year-old and I had a Bad Boys-a-thon.
There we go.
We
nice.
Watched Bad Boys, followed by Bad Boys 2, and then this
and
week I saw...
And what did you two think?
Well, there is definitely a pattern.
See.
Right? Where two kind of, I don't want to say rogue cops, but like, you know, shooting from the hip, doing their own thing cops.
Standard buddy cop
yes,
movie stuff.
Who work
right?
in narcotics, mm-hmm. have to bring down like a ridiculously violent drug lord of some kind,
I
right?
See. Just the two of them.
So just the two of them. Oh. So after Bad Boys for Life, I'm trying to think like what might the next Bad Boys movie be?
Well, wouldn't it just be more of the same?
Or might you go back in time? Oh. Maybe you have bad babies. Right? Maybe uh-huh. we go back in time and we go to the preschool or the nursery school.
Do they know each other from back then?
No.
I mean, oh, so
oh,
we
actually,
have...
they do. They
oh,
do.
Oh,
there's a high school storyline where there's like something written in their yearbook, and guess what they wrote?
Bad Boys Forever. For life. Bad Boys
yes,
for Life.
Yes, ride together, oh. die together.
Oh.
Bad Boys for Life.
Nice.
So, yeah,
that's
I could
so
see
sweet.
I could see a prequel,
that's
sort of
so
in the
cliche.
Dumb and Dumber
yeah, I like
kind
it.
Of world.
Right, let's go with that.
So, but yeah, I mean, you want your explosions, you mm. want your fights, you want your, what the heck are these people doing? Because everything that they're doing doesn't make
what
any sense.
What about the good time, like the feelings of friendship between them? Like, we have lots of that.
You know what? I got to be honest. I thought they were better in this movie. Those kind of scenes.
I love those kind
of
scenes.
Actual
buddy, buddy
comic
movies.
Acting scenes between the two of them. Are like laugh
like
out loud
like you feel
funny.
The love yeah. even though yeah. they're like wah, wah, wah.
They have yeah. great chemistry together.
But that, yeah, I was about to say that was what drove those films in the first place.
Yeah.
We all love the chemistry between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. They
that's
were just hilarious
what it's about.
Together.
They'd
it's
be
a
in the
family
middle
man.
Of like getting jacked by some criminals and they start arguing with each other before they break out and start beating up the other bad guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
I
they're getting
buddy,
held up.
Buddy
sort of slapsticky
like yeah, yeah,
thing
definitely.
Going on there. Yeah.
So they're being sort of held up or they're in a situation but they're having a personal argument throughout.
Interesting.
Interestingly, this movie was not directed by Michael Bay.
Weird.
So he kind of passed the torch to a couple of young Belgian directors.
Uh-huh. Does it feel like a Michael Bay movie?
And, well, here's what happened, is that it feels like they turned down some of the Bay budget.
Oh.
So there's, I remember...
Weird.
I remember from Sunday seeing just piles of cars. Mm. Just like, there'll be a car chase with just like a pile of cars, and then they'll build on that, they'll add more cars, and then there'll be a guy driving a boat, and then the boat will be piled on.
Oh.
It's just like, what else can we pile onto this? So I would say there's
so
still
less,
all
you're
the,
saying less piles of cars.
Less piles of cars. So
fewer cars in each pile.
They cut back on the car pile budget, probably because the stars budgets
right.
went to
right.
Yeah,
so they had to look in the pile
it.
Of money and they had to say, okay, car explosion, yeah. car. But I think that as a Bad Boys movie, it's going to satisfy every fan.
There uh-huh. we go.
I was in an audience full of people who were laughing at all the jokes. And yes, they're old jokes, but it's one of those things where it's like you're watching something that you used to love and they don't feel like they're phoning it in at all.
Oh.
It's not a phone-it-in movie.
I'm surprised. I actually expected to think, oh, I got to go see Doolittle and like Bad Boys for Life I wouldn't need to see. But
yeah.
now I'm thinking, well, I like laughing.
Those movies are always fun, man.
Yeah.
They're always fun movies.
Super fun. Super fun. So it's a good night out. It's not too long. And it's great. I laughed my way.
Schmear that sucker.
Let's schmear that. Let's give that 4.25 solid
whoa.
Bagels.
Oh,
yeah.
Any kind of special schmear? Just regular old schmear?
I think we're going to schmear this with... with some, it's from Mexico subplot. So let's give it a little salsa.
Oh,
there we go.
Smeared with salt. That's like, terrible.
Maybe a jalapeno schmear.
Okay,
let's do
that.
Oh,
nice.
Just a little bit of a kick.
A
little
nod
kick.
To
a little
the
bit
salsa.
Of
a
spice
order.
There.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Corey Rosen, everybody, Mr. Bagel 44 or CoreyRosen.com.
Totally.
Fine job. Way to peak for
great
the week.
Stuff. We have peaked.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Day 2 with Marcus sitting in. Really, I don't know if Vinny's going to be back tomorrow. Certainly he needs to be there for his family. So yeah. We'll let you know. Marcus, thank sure. you so much for being available.
Always a joy.
Thanks for coming in here and just twisting all my knobs and tweaking all my gears or whatever the hell it is you're doing to me that's turning me into a ranting maniac.
Better be a fun Friday.
Yeah, better be fun. Let's try to have some fun.
You know, at least Vinny didn't have to drive in this weather.
I know.
That's true.
Traffic actually, is bad.
They're saying it's a nightmare out there yeah. right now. So
be careful, everybody.
Please do. All right. We'll see you back here on Friday. That's the important message here is that the next time we see you, mm-hmm. it'll be Friday. Now, you can watch us all day. You go to Looking Glass on RadioAlice.com. We're there.
We're that interesting.
We never leave. But we won't see you again until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Also, tomorrow is the Bottle Rock Day. All day long,
right.
starting at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. every hour, on the hour, we are going to have your tickets to Bottle Rock. It's single-day tickets, and you get to pick the day. So if you want to see the Chili Peppers, pick Friday.
Spectacular.
You know.
What if everyone picks the same day?
I don't know. What happens if everyone picks the same day?
I don't
That's
know.
That's a good question.
That's a really good
about
question.
That.
Do they?
Michelle?
Well, then I guess I'll have tickets for the other days that we can have. That sounds perfect. Everybody pick Sunday and Saturday. I want to go on Friday.
Right.
I'm really hoping that there's going to be some tickets left. All right. Thank you again, Marcus.
You're so welcome.
Thanks to Corey Rosen for coming in today and helping us peek for the week. And we'll see you back here. Be careful out there.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.